And it is time for Radio Rotary. As a matter of fact, Radio Rotary is on the air. And no, Scott is not here today.
It's me, the imposter, Scott.
Wait a minute. Where, why is your...
Am I potted up?
Is somebody...
Am I here? Am
there,
I on
you're
the...
On, okay, you pull the other microphone. Okay.
Okay, sorry.
That's what... It's okay. It's okay.
Okay. Did I step in front of the wrong mic, JP?
No. It was just somebody usually...
Whatever. We're here. We're Radio Rotary. I'm the substitute, Scott. I'm Sarah O'Connell. I am a member of the Millbrook Rotary Club, which is in District 7210. And today my guest is Steve Laubach, which is the AGA for Region 2 in the same District 7210. And AGA stands for Assistant Governor's Assistant.
Right.
That's a mouthful, Steve.
That's down on the totem pole.
Okay. And we're here to talk about, you're a member of the Highland Rotary Club, correct?
That's right.
And we're here to talk about the Hudson Valley Rib Fest, which has become quite the event.
Yes, it has.
In that neck of the woods. And you are the co-chair.
That's correct. Yep.
And it has gotten bigger and better every single year.
Every year. We had about 13,000 people last year come through the gate.
Amazing.
So, yes.
Amazing.
Great.
And let's get the who, what, when, and where right out there, because people I know wait for this event. It's August 15th, 16th, and 17th. And it is the fourth annual Hudson Valley Rib Fest. And it's going to be, where do people go?
They go to the Ulster County Fairgrounds on Libertyville Road in New Paltz.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll open Friday at 5 p.m. and go to 10.
Okay.
And then on Saturday the 17th, we open at 11 a.m. and go all the way to 10 p.m.
Wow.
And Sunday, we'll open again at 11 a.m. and we'll close the event at 5.
Wow. That is a lot of coordinating. It's a lot of volunteerism.
That's for sure.
You really are producing quite an event and very impressive for just the fourth year. It is very inexpensive too. There's a suggested
That's
donation
right.
at the gate of.
Well, it's a $5 entry fee at the gate.
Okay.
And it's free parking. There's free entertainment. There's live bands all weekend. You get to watch the judging because there is a contest portion of this event as well, which we'll get into a little later.
Uh-huh.
And you can watch the judging. You can walk around the contest teams. So there's a lot to do. You do have to buy your food.
Uh-huh. But the $5, children under 12 are free. So it is
right.
a family event, and families
yes.
are encouraged. I forget. Can you bring dogs onto the Ulster?
No pets allowed.
Okay. Because sometimes they get calls. You know, people ask. So
yeah,
let's just clarify that.
So there's no pets. We do allow kids, though.
Kids are allowed.
Yes.
Kids under 12 are free. $5 at the gate. The Hudson Valley Rib Fest, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, August 15th through the 17th. And we had mentioned that there is wonderful entertainment. Let's talk about that for a minute.
Well, Friday night we have Thunder Ridge, which is a great local country band. They really rocked the place last year on Friday night, and they'll be ready to go again this year. Saturday we have in the afternoon
Hot Rod,
who was our feature band the first 2 years, and they took a year off, and they're back again this year. We're really glad to have them back. They'll be Saturday afternoon. And a new band to the event this year is the Big Smoothies, very popular local band.
They are. They have quite a following.
They have a great following. They're going to put on a great show for us on Saturday night. And then another local band on Sunday who's been with us since the beginning, and they just won't go away. They're so much fun. Frankie and Touch of Rhythm just does such a great job.
Yes.
So we're happy to have them playing Sunday, and they'll be there all day Sunday.
So if you are a fan or would like to hear any of these bands, have heard about these local bands, guess what? $5 gets you into the Hudson Valley Rib Fest, which is sponsored by the Highland Rotary Club. You are listening to Radio Rotary here. We are talking with Steve Laubach about this terrific festival that includes live entertainment, cooking demonstrations, a grilling contest, and of course, who has the best barbecue in the Hudson Valley?
That's right.
So there's entertainment, there's food, there's drink.
There's everything. There's really two parts to this whole event. The contest portion is a state championship barbecue contest. So if you ever watch the Food Channel and you've watched those guys running their food to the judging tables, that's what you'll see
uh-huh.
at our contest. And we're expecting near 60 teams from all over the place this year. They compete for $8,500 in prize money. And in addition to that, a chance to go to a national championship if they're the grand champion.
That's amazing.
So they get pumped up for $8,500 a prize.
I guess they do.
And that's a
good time. How do you apply to be a contestant?
They can go on our website, www.hudsonvalleyribfest.org. And on the contest portion of that website, there's a application you can download and send it in to us at our P.O. box, and you'll be in. We still have a few spaces left. They fill up fast in the last
couple
weeks.
So what do? You have booths and people come and they set up their rig?
Well, they do bring their rigs. We have a whole place we call Contest Village. It's a whole section of the fairgrounds. And when you walk in there, it looks like a little tent village in there.
Terrific.
And we have them all lined up and they all have their smokers going because they cook all night long. And they're preparing food strictly for the contest, not for the public. And it's very detailed how they do that. And they'll talk to you. They love talking to people. We encourage people to go walking through there. And they'll tell you just about everything except that one.
The secret ingredient.
That's it. Yeah. Everything else you'll get from them, but not that.
And how many participants are there usually? You did mention you have one or two spaces left, but how many sign up for this?
Last year we had 57. And
my goodness.
We're capping it off at 60 this year.
Okay.
And that's just a number we can handle at the fairgrounds. And it is sanctioned by the Kansas City Barbecue Society on Sunday.
That is like the good housekeeping stamp of approval in barbecue world, isn't it?
And the New England Barbecue Society does sanction our Saturday grilling contest. And that just kind of gets them going on Saturday. Most of the teams do compete both days, but not all of them.
Uh-huh.
And then there's the other section, which is the family event. The whole festival event. And we have about 30 vendors this year, all kinds of backyard barbecue type stuff. We try and keep this thing as a barbecue event.
So are the people that are participating in the contest part, are they mostly professional people? Are they professional barbecuers? I mean,
some are and
chefs?
Some are just out for the fun of it.
I see. And okay, so what type of criteria do you have to have? You just sign up?
You have to have a smoker.
Uh-huh.
And enough friends to hang around for the weekend.
Gotcha.
And have some idea what you want to cook.
Gotcha.
After
okay.
that, there's people that are cooking for the very first time, and there's people that have been on the circuit for years.
Really?
And have won a lot of awards.
Uh-huh.
And you see a nice little camaraderie among these guys. It's quite a different group.
Now, what do? They spend the night at the fairgrounds?
Oh, they spend all weekend there, sure.
So they camp out?
They camp
are there
out.
Like tents there or Winnebagos? Or
they bring their tents. Some of them bring Winnebagos. Some of them just a sleeping bag and a hat. But they all stay
no
right there
kidding.
At the fairgrounds, and they're cooking from the time they set up on Friday until Sunday when they're ready to leave.
Now, can you purchase that barbecued food,
no.
or is it strictly contest
That's
only?
That's strictly contest.
And who are the judges?
The judges are certified Kansas City Barbecue Society judges.
And they come out here?
They come out here. We have over 70 judges signed up already. They love to do this. But we also run a judging school as part of this whole event. We run a judging school in March. And we've trained probably close to 200 judges in the last few years. The Kansas City Barbecue Society people come out and run that school for us. And it helps, you know, they can go anywhere in the country then and judge a barbecue contest, but it
really?
Does help our event.
So you have to be certified to be called
right.
a Kansas City barbecue judge.
That's correct.
I have to ask you this because I'm just so impressed with this whole thing. It is, how big is the Highland Rotary Club?
We're now 31.
Wow. So it's got to be all hands on deck.
It's all hands on deck.
And you must start planning. It must take you a year to plan for this.
It does. The very first one we planned about 18 months.
Uh-huh.
Now we'll debrief for a month after this event is over in August, and we'll start planning in October for the following year. And we'll meet regularly and plan until it starts.
So the minute that this event comes down at the end of August, halfway through August, you post-mortem, and then you all get together, and the wheel starts
and
to turn again.
Yep.
Wow. Very, very impressive. We're going to take a break right here. You are listening to Radio Rotary. It is broadcast live from the studios in Poughkeepsie of WHVW 950 AM. Please stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute.
Not all superheroes wear capes. Most wear jeans or sweaters or suits, just like ordinary people, because that's what they are. They are the 1.2 million members of Rotary. Men and women whose superpowers are the capacity to care and the desire to make the world better. So the next time you need a superhero, don't look in the sky, look in the mirror. Learn more at Rotary.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
Hi, and we're back once again. My guest is Steve Laubach, and you are listening to Radio Rotary. We've been talking about the Highlands Rotary Club, their big fundraiser, which is the Hudson Valley Rib Fest. And Steve has been involved with this from the beginning. It's the fourth annual. It's held at the Ulster County Fairgrounds in New Paltz, New York, which is a wonderful facility. We in the first segment, talked a lot about there's the contest. For the best barbecue. There's also family grilling contest, which is for people who would like to work their way up, so to speak, to become to get into the professional piece of the contest. There is live entertainment. The event is this year, August 15th, 16th, and 17th. It is a family event, but please, no dogs allowed on the fairgrounds.
Yes, please.
let's talk a little bit about now the grilling contest, which brings it down to a real local level. Yeah.
The grilling contest is on Saturday, and that's sanctioned by the New England Barbecue Society. And there's also prize money. We give prizes down through fifth place in that contest as well. And some of the big boys from Sunday also compete on Saturday.
Do they really? You allow them? Yeah,
they do. And the way it works is on Saturday, they'll cook fish, pork chops, sausage, and beefsteak. And they'll start turning those in every half hour, starting at 12 o'clock. So there's a clock on out in front where they have to turn them in. And if they're not there at 12 o'clock, they're disqualified.
Wow.
So that's why you see people running across the field from their spot.
So this is entertainment as well.
It is entertainment as well. If you're there at the right place at the right time, you can see some pretty comical stuff.
Now, who are the judges for this?
This is also
the group,
certified
the certified
judges.
People. That's right. You have to have credentials to judge
that's
the food.
Correct.
Okay.
Yep.
So we have the grilling.
So the grilling contest goes through and people are running around. And you'll see much the same thing on Sunday, too. If you're there at the right time, you'll see some real sprints across the fairgrounds with their box full of food ready to get to the judging. Because if they're late by a minute,
that's it.
They lose the points for that particular area. So it's a lot of fun. It's like what you see on television. It really is amazing, only it's live.
I wouldn't be surprised if eventually the Food Channel came out and did a segment on this.
It would be fun. We have contacted them, and it would be fun to have them come out. And of course, maybe we need to grow a little bit more. Who knows?
Well, it sounds like it's quite the extravaganza, and it's only 4 years old.
That's
sponsored by the Highland Rotary Club. It is your big fundraiser for the year. And just for listeners who are not aware, Rotary raises money to contribute with their international projects as well as directly back into your local communities.
That's right.
It is a service club.
It really is. And what makes our whole event so unique is that there's over 30 different organizations that benefit by volunteering at ART. And we organize almost 400 volunteers for this event for the weekend. And they all come from other local non-for-profit groups, including many Rotary clubs in the local area.
And probably a lot of them are organizations that apply to your Rotary club for disbursements
Often
or funding sometimes like that, because we're allowed to designate which causes, but always ask. That's what we say. We're always open. We want to know what the needs of the community are. Our clubs, just like every other service or volunteer organization, is a reflection of the communities that we all exist in.
Right.
And I know you are a past president of this club. I've certainly served on boards. I've dodged the officer bullet for many years in my Rotary clubs. But I find that the longer I've been a Rotarian, the more important it becomes to me. And people certainly who have made the commitment, because it is a big commitment, it's really becomes a calling and a cause, not just oh, I'm a member of fill in the blank.
Right, it really does. It becomes part of your personal identity. You know, that's Rotary is so important, and we do so many good things locally and internationally that it's just an amazing organization. And to put an event like this together, that we can really do nice things with what we raise with this.
And how much money do you raise? Have you raised historically?
Well, historically, prior to Ribfest, we'd be happy to go $15,000 or $20,000 a year. We do more than that in this event.
Right.
So the whole idea of this event was to do a big community event that
Can you give us a ballpark of how much you...
It's over $50,000.
Okay, all right,
So it's a good amount of money that we raise. But part of that money goes right back to the volunteers.
Of course.
The volunteers get a donation from us based on the number of hours that they work.
Mm-hmm.
So some organizations send a lot of people, and they get a nice check.
Right.
And that becomes their only fundraiser for the year.
Uh-huh.
So by having a nice community event where people come out with their families and have a good time, we help ourselves by what we need for a Rotary
uh-huh.
Club, and we also help many, many other organizations at
the
same time.
I love the fact that you guys have cross-pollinated with other groups in the community.
It really works well.
And I'm sure that they all look forward to it.
They do. We don't have to look for volunteers any longer. We had to fight for them the first year or two, but now we have a list of volunteers.
Well, they always say that if an event, you have to give it 3 years to give it legs,
yep.
and for it to become an annual, and for people to really look forward to it as the event. Let's look forward. You know, they start to count on it in their summer calendar.
Well, we sure hope the people are counting on it by now.
Yeah.
Yes. We really do.
And you said 13,000 people last year,
that's
approximately.
Right. Yeah.
Which is, you know, believe it or not, it's easier than you think to account for that. People have said to me in the past, oh, you're making that up. People make that up. No, when you the fairgrounds and facilities like that are set up so that you can really count the people that walk through the gate. We wanted to talk about the grilling contest. You have to back to that. You have to mm-hmm. turn in your
right.
entry. Your what is it? What is the menu now? It's your
well the, on Saturday the grilling contest includes fish first. They'll turn that in. They'll, for people who want to see the contest, that first turn in is at 12 noon.
Uh huh.
So that's when you'll start seeing the judging go on, and you'll be able to sit in the judging room. We put actual grandstands in the judging room so you can watch all the judges do their judging. And then it
watch them eat.
They judges will eat close to 2 pounds of meat during the course of judging a contest. So we like to teach them in the judging school, you know, don't pig out on the first thing you get because you won't make it to the end of the contest.
Uh-huh. And how long is that judging segment?
It takes about 20 minutes to judge a segment. There's tables of 6 judges at each table, and we have however many teams are in the contest, that's how many judges you need. So you literally have one judge per team is the way it works. But
uh-huh.
it's all double blind. Nobody knows who's tasting whose food. And it's all done by computer at the end. And it's a numbering system that the KCBS takes care of for us. And it's quite interesting. So it's
huh.
they have no idea whose food they're tasting. And you don't know who wins.
20 minutes per menu per item.
Per item.
So I'm just trying to get a grip of how much time they have to digest before they're
Not much.
All right.
They get up, they walk around, they have a little water, a couple of crackers, and they're back in their chair. 12:30, they'll turn in pork chops. 1 o'clock is sausage. And 1:30 is beefsteak. And then on Sunday with the KCBS tournament, they'll start also at 12. They do chicken, pork ribs, pork butt, and beef brisket this year.
Whoa.
And that takes them at 12, 12:30, 1, and 1:30. And then at 2 o'clock, we've added a new thing last year, which was so popular, we're going to do it again. Since the Hudson Valley is apple country,
uh-huh.
We had them make up an apple dish. We gave them apples. And they did their thing with them, whatever it was. It was a dessert, it was a main entree, whatever. It was very creative and tasty, by the way.
Wonderful.
And we'll do that again this year. And we give them a special prize for the winner of that part.
Oh, okay. All right. And now, so there's a winner of the grilling contest.
That's right.
And and there's prize money involved. And
there's
you rank them.
Involved.
How
yes,
many
they do.
How many prizes do you have?
5th place in each category, 5 places, and then there's a reserve champion and a grand champion.
Wow. And there is some crossover between the big barbecue contest.
Which is Sunday, yes.
And Sunday and the grilling contest. And then you can also watch the judging. You can watch the whole process, the cooking,
yes.
the eating, the judging, the award winning,
yep,
the award prize, the whole process. Okay.
Yes.
We're going to take another break and we'll be back in a minute after this message. Thanks, Steve.
Thank you.
This is a tree that was never chopped down to make a crutch that was never needed by a child who never got polio because medicine was never in short supply thanks to people whose compassion wasn't either. Over the past 20 years, Rotary Club members have helped immunize over 2 billion children against polio. Thanks to them, the world will soon be polio-free. Rotary, humanity in motion.
Also, we're
Hi, how are you? We're back here with Steve Laubach. He is the AGA for Region 2, District 7210 of Rotary Club. Rotary International, we are a service club, and you are listening to Radio Rotary. He is the co-chairman of the 4th Annual Hudson Valley Rib Fest, which is being held this year at the Fairgrounds, Ulster County Fairgrounds, which is in New Paltz, New York. And the dates are August 15th, 16th, and 17th. It is a $5 entry fee at the gate, gets you in. Children are free under 12. There is food. There is drink and there is live entertainment, and we're going to touch on the who these bands are. Probably people know, but let's pretend like nobody has ever heard of any of these local bands, mm-hmm. okay? And when they are playing, because I'm sure right. that their fans would like to know when
Absolutely.
To come.
Yep, we have Friday starting at 6 o'clock. That's the 15th. Is Thunder Ridge. Great country band, great local country band. They, as I said before, they just rocked the place to get us going Friday
night. Do people dance?
We do have, this year for the first time, we will have a dance floor in front of the band this year. We didn't have it before, but there was people dancing in the grass, so we figured we might as well make it easy for them.
Good for you.
And there will be a dance floor in front of the stage this year.
So bring your boots, wear your boots.
If you want to line dance, I'm sure they'll figure that out on Friday night. I can't help them, but somebody will, I'm sure.
Right.
So they're Friday. They'll play from 6 to 10.
Okay.
On Saturday at 1 o'clock will be Hot Rod. I believe they play from 1 to 4 on Saturday. And if I'm wrong, you can check the website because all these times are on our website at www.hudsonvalleyribfest.org.
Say that again.
www.hudsonvalleyribfest.org. Not .com, .org.
.org. Okay.
And all the information on the event is on that website. But they'll play in the afternoon on Saturday. They're also another really great local band. They were our feature band the first couple of years, and we're really glad to have them back. And they play a lot of oldies rock and roll, and they're just great guys. A new band to the lineup this year is the Big Smoothies. They'll play at 6 o'clock on Saturday night through 10 o'clock. And they're very popular in the area.
Yeah, they have a huge following.
Just a huge following.
Well, all these bands do, but yeah. But I know that they have a particularly big following in Dutchess County as well as Ulster County.
And all the way up into Albany and Saratoga and that area they play at. So, and they're a very interactive band. They're very entertaining. They do some costume changes and all kinds of things. So we're looking forward to having them for sure.
And that's Saturday night from?
That's Saturday night from 6 to 10.
Okay.
And then Sunday, somewhere between 12 and 1, you never know about Frankie with the touch of rhythm. As soon as he's ready to play, he plays. And he'll play until you tell him it's time to stop. But he's playing all day on Sunday, right up till 5 o'clock.
Wow.
So he just likes to play music, and his band is great. They've been with us 3 or 4 years now. And it's just a good time. And we brought him back because we had a deluge a couple of years ago. And he was playing on Saturday night, I believe, and it just got rained out completely.
Uh-huh.
So we wanted to make sure he came back so people could hear him.
Gotcha.
But
okay.
They're a fun band. They're a lot of fun.
Now, are there rain dates, speaking of rain?
No, it's rain or shine.
Okay.
Come as you are, and if it rains, we've got tents. We've got the youth building to keep people dry. When it did rain, those that stayed under the tent, listened to the music, and had something to eat and drink, and enjoyed themselves.
The diehards.
The diehards were there. Yeah, it was good.
That's terrific. So that's the Hudson Valley Rib Fest, August 15th, 16th, and 17th. It's sponsored by the Highland Rotary Club. Yeah. I am talking to Steve Laubach, and he is the co-chairman of this event. It is the fourth year. They raise quite a bit of money that goes towards causes for Rotary International as well as back into your local community. Hundreds and hundreds of volunteers are involved. It's a family event. $5 gets you in to hear all that live entertainment.
Right.
It's an amazing, amazing deal. Now, Steve, I think we've certainly driven it home about this terrific event, but tell me what else so that we can give the listening audience an idea of the causes that your club specifically sponsors on an international
sure.
level.
Be happy to. On an international level, our club is proud to be the lead club in a pure water project in El Salvador. We go to remote villages down there. They're building slow sand filters to put in people's homes, and these are people who have never a day in their life drank pure water until they get these sand filters. So it's a good thing for the community down there. It's a good thing for the wider community in El Salvador because they're actually manufactured there. So
right,
there'll be local labor. People will get a chance to make some money and have jobs down there. But then these people who can't get water, who work miles and miles.
They walk miles and miles
to get polluted water.
Polluted water that then they have to try and sterilize or purify
themselves. They don't
do
anything with it. They use it as is. It's just too bad. And the kids are always sick. They can't go to school until these water filters show up. And we've done, not our club, but our district has worked in other projects in Honduras. And you go back and visit those areas, and the doctors there will tell you it's amazing. The sickness is gone.
Uh-huh.
And that's what this is all about.
And these filters are actually, they're actually fascinating and very simple.
Yes,
very simple. Cement and sand to help filter.
Right.
And
no maintenance
No
for
maintenance
the most part.
For them. Yeah. And once they get them, they're built, like you said, locally. You employ local labor to assemble and build them. And then Rotarians are involved, too, that are on excursions or missions.
Exactly. And we partner with a Rotary Club down in El Salvador.
Mm-hmm.
And they keep an eye on it, and we have a project manager and the whole thing down there. And more than 10,000 people will drink pure water because of that one project. So it's pretty satisfying. These are people we'll never meet, but they need our help.
They need our help, and that's what Rotary does.
Right.
They always put out a helping hand.
That's it.
That's for sure. And then I know that was a topic that you had. You also try to get locally to educate people within the school system involved. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, we have an essay contest every year, and it's for fifth and sixth graders in our Catholic school and our public school.
Uh-huh.
And this year, the winner came from our Catholic school, from St. Augustine's. And we always have them come to breakfast with their parents, and we give them their little certificate. Their topic this year was pure water, the importance of pure water.
And how old are these?
These are fifth and sixth grade kids.
Okay.
So they're 11, maybe?
Yeah, okay. So fifth and sixth graders, and you've integrated and coordinated with the school systems about this.
Yeah, for 17 years we've done this.
Wow.
And it's always an environmental topic.
Uh-huh.
So after we gave the awards out this year, we were surprised by the St. Augustine School kids who heard about our water filter project in El Salvador and took it upon themselves to raise over $1,500 that they presented us with.
Fifth and sixth graders.
Fifth and sixth graders doing bake sales.
$1,500.
It's amazing.
Dollars, penny by nickel by dime.
Yes.
And turned the money over.
They turned it over to us to go to the water project in El Salvador.
Unbelievable.
It was just, I never saw so many
did
grown people cry.
Did you get choked up?
You really did. I'm telling you, I never saw so many grown people with tears in their eyes when we saw that. It was amazing. And these kids were something else. So that's what Rotary does. It just touches people's hearts, and that's what it's all about.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and people should know, too, that you can start being a young Rotarian with the Interact clubs it's high school level.
High school level, sure.
Right? Yeah.
And we do have an Interact club in Highland, and they do great stuff.
Uh-huh,
it's a lot of fun to watch these kids learn about service.
Right. Well, because it does fill your heart. I don't want to get all hokey and everything, but that is in a nutshell what Rotary International is about. So for those of you out there, get involved in some type of service, some type of volunteerism. Get involved in your community. You can't believe what it does to your psyche, your soul, your heart, everything else. What a satisfying experience. Thank you, Steve.
I got a gift for you before you go.
You do?
I have an official 2008 Hudson Valley Rib Fest pin for you.
Thank you.
These will be on sale out at the fairgrounds all weekend. But for you, it's just as a thank you for having us on, we wanted you to have
You
one.
Know what? I'm going to wear this with pride.
Great.
Just like I wear my Rotary pin with pride.
That's it. Terrific.
Thank you so much. We're going to wrap it up, another edition of Radio Rotary. Live. We're live. Correct, JP?
Correct.
We're live on the air at WHVW 950 AM. Please stay tuned for other fine programming.